that is the initial theme song to New Girl, and that's the one when Zooey Deschanel was the crazy new girl and everyone else was side characters. They weren't as much of a focus as they are now. My guest, Michael Scholl, is in studio with me. Hey, Michael.
How we doing?
And then on the phone with us is my co-host. Why aren't you in studio, Rachel?
Because my car is the worst car, and if you know if someone wants to sponsor us and give me a new car.
Oh, hey, I like that idea.
So good.
Like any Honda sponsor, though, because if we were on the air and we were a live radio show, you'd get a very nice car. But we're a podcast, so we're talking about a used car probably here, and maybe very
right.
used, and maybe not even from a dealership, maybe from someone who listens to the podcast that'll let you borrow it sometimes.
Like, literally at this point, that would be great, because I just got a new battery, and...
Okay. What about, like, a bicycle, if we can't get a car for you and we can only get you a bike? Is that enough?
I would get so buff.
Cool. Like a Huffy bike. Like a cool one with, you know, maybe a card in the side, the spoke, so it makes
some
the cool...
pegs, maybe?
Yeah, maybe a couple pegs. We could take a friend places. Yeah.
Oh, that's perfect.
Right. Okay, so you're on the road, you're stranded, but you've seen New Girl, right? That part is true.
I have seen every episode of New Girl.
As has Michael, which this surprised me. Michael, you played basketball. Tell us a little bit about yourself.
Yes, I'm, you know, not everybody believes a 6'4", 200-plus pound man spends his evenings watching
New Girl. And he does. That is amazing.
You know, I can believe it because the girls in New Girl are quite beautiful.
They are not bad looking. That is true. And we're going to get
to
the hottest one in New Girl, and she was only in for a few episodes. And Rachel, I think you and I very much disagree on her level of hotness, but she is one of the hottest people on the planet, and she was a New Girl.
Are you talking about Megan Fox?
I am absolutely talking about Megan Fox. I watched those episodes again, even though those are the only ones I've seen of the show, just because I got some Megan Fox episodes for this podcast.
I think Megan Fox is quite attractive. When
you hate her thumbs.
Funny.
We discussed this.
If you Google Megan Fox, thumbs come up.
Do they?
When
you just
search,
it just autofills to thumbs?
Yep. Yes.
But is that because she's got exceptional thumbs like the rest of her? Or maybe it's because a lot of people have this fight. Maybe a lot of girls know this lie, and so they tell it to the guys, and everybody argues about this thing.
It's all Transformers' fault.
Yeah, I don't know. She's probably...
Rachel,
I like her in that role.
Rachel, you should know Transformers was a seminal movie for Michael here in studio. How old were you for Transformers 2?
Like 15.
15. And you saw the motorcycle scene when we come in. Yeah, that's a moving moment for a lot of us men. Even me. I saw it.
Why? Does she look like super hot or so? I don't remember.
Well, she looks super hot all the time. But they did Michael Bay did an exceptional job of making her extra hot in this specific moment. And there's a motorcycle, which adds to any situation.
When a babe is on a bike.
Yep. All the words you just said.
You.
All the words you just said are true. Okay, wait. Let's
she
talk
goes
about New
from
Girl.
A 9 to a 10. Okay.
Right. She goes from a 10 to a double 10 or something somehow because she's a 10 all the time. Megan Fox is a 10 when she's at the library without any sort of trying at all. That is a 10 Megan Fox.
Of course she looks hot at a library.
That's a really good point.
What, because she's reading? Is it because she's being smart then?
She's well rounded.
Put some glasses on her.
Okay. Scenario. You can pick the scenario. Megan Fox is hot. She just, like, mud-wrestled a pig. Still really attractive human,
Megan
Fox.
Oh, yeah, mud-wrestling.
Okay, you're right. I'm picking the wrong stuff. You pick something weird, she's
yellow
still
wrestling.
Hotter than most people in it. Michael, the first question I usually ask, which I've spent several minutes not asking you, is why did you pick this show?
I loved how they met Craigslist. She walks into, by the way, this apartment.
Yeah.
None of them could afford the jobs that they have.
Never. That's always the case, though, on TV shows.
I don't get it.
Yeah.
I've been looking for that apartment everywhere.
Well, like the Friends apartment, and they had two of them, and then they try to tell you at the end that it was rent-controlled or something like that. Seinfeld, and then Kramer. How does Kramer afford his apartment in that show? That guy does nothing. I don't understand. But no, go ahead.
I just thought it was awesome. You know, I'm coming out of college. I would love to have been an extra roommate.
Yeah.
I would have loved to be.
Yeah, or just like the neighbor next door. You don't have to be in all the zany stuff, but you can hear about it.
Yes.
Maybe hang out sometimes.
Go to the bar with Nick.
Yeah. Go to the bar with Nick every once in a while.
Absolutely.
Nick is probably the guy we'd all want to hang out with, right?
No, no.
No? Who would you want to hang out with?
Nick is annoying.
Nick's fun. He's
you know,
funny.
In the first couple seasons, he was annoying, but toward the end, he got a lot better. I will agree with Rachel on that. He was forcing it a little bit.
Okay. So the other two characters in the show, the other two main guys in the show, they recast one of these parts too, didn't they? The pilot episode and then the next episode,
well,
it's a totally different dude.
Is like Coach is in like the pilot, then he got kicked out, then Coach came back.
Right.
Coach came back and then he left
Again.
And, yeah.
Okay. What happened there?
And he left again to marry a girl who played the violin.
Oh, my gosh, that's right. Yes. He was in the pilot.
Uh-huh.
And then Winston comes in.
Right, Winston. How do you feel about Winston?
Love him.
Do you?
With Winston.
Really? Isn't
that would have been my pick.
Winston seems the most forced. He seems at times to be the most ridiculous purposefully.
You know, he comes into the series as an ex-basketball player. And as an ex-basketball player, I
you
find
like
that
him
the
immediately.
Funniest part.
Got it.
Because
he doesn't look like
as
a basketball player
as he goes
at all.
On, everyone forgets that because he's the
oh,
farthest.
Oh, yeah.
He is the
I forgot that,
thing.
Too.
Yeah, he's not athletic at all. He's a cop, though, who lifts a car to save someone's life at one point and then hates the fact that everyone remembers him for that, which is amazing. He, to me, does seem like the most forced, zany character, though. And now, New Girl, Zooey Deschanel's character, seems to be like the mom of the house. And that's a weird transition.
I just sent you an email, Craig.
Okay, I'm going to read the email. What did you say?
Well, I just emailed you a term paper that I wrote in 2012.
Oh, yeah, you told me about this. I'm excited about this.
It's called There's a Reason. This is actually a really horrible title. I wasn't done with college yet. There's a Reason It's Not Called New Woman, Femininity in New Girl.
Oh.
And the thesis
Wow, Mike.
Is,
yeah, Mike's eyes just exploded out of his head.
This is deep.
This is about to get intense.
Yes.
This is not what you were expecting. Go ahead. Are you reading through it right now, Rachel? I'm trying to find your term paper.
I'm just going to read the introduction, like skim over it, and you can cut it
out. Before you read the introduction, can you tell me what grade you got on this paper? Because if it's like a C paper, we're not going to do it on the podcast. But if it's a B paper.
Dude, A plus.
Okay. A plus paper. That makes you've been challenged. That's totally fine. So let's hear the intro to this amazing, amazing paper.
Let's see. When it premiered in 2011, Fox's New Girl was an instant hit. Okay. Also, I wrote this at the beginning of the second season.
Okay. I haven't gotten your term paper yet, by the way.
Oh, to your WGN email.
Go ahead.
Beloved actress Zooey Deschanel, Jess, moves into an apartment already inhabited by three men, and all must learn to live with one another. The collision of these two worlds provides a great deal of hilarity to millions of viewers every week. But at what cost?
Oh, my God.
New Girl is an entertaining show. The way in which it portrays each gender becomes problematic. Deschanel's character, Jess, is in essence a giant child. She swoons over everything stereotypically loved by a 10-year-old girl. Because she approaches every issue with this feminine-soaked persona, Jess constantly runs into problems which her male roommates must solve for her. The overly effeminate character, Schmidt, is constantly patronized by his roommates. Whenever a problem arises, it is because Jess or Schmidt is attempting to approach an issue in a stereotypical feminine way.
Wow.
The only way to fix said problems... approach them like a man. Even though the show is called New Girl, femininity is belittled and masculinity is praised. In New Girl, femininity is used as a tool to create laughable situations while the characters all slowly learn that the only way to find happiness is to act like a man.
I just learned I'm a terrible person from your paper. I just learned that
but
I'm a horrible person.
It's like, I love the show New Girl.
Right.
And I think they got
I love the Schmidt character too, by the way, as a man
that... love Schmidt.
As a man that unapologetically likes musicals and a lot of things that are, I guess, feminine, I enjoy that character. But you're right. I guess we were making fun of Lady a little bit.
Well, it's just
Ladies.
That, like, the beginning seasons where I also needed a topic for my paper.
Yeah, sure. And you were probably watching an episode of New Girl while you were trying to think of a topic for your paper. And then
yeah,
you steered real hard into it.
Yeah.
This all makes sense. Yeah.
You know, but I think it is true, like, my least favorite character on New Girl is Jess.
Well, but Jess is now, like, the mom of the show. She's now the one that solves all the problems. They have a horrendous wedding dress that she's going to have to fix. Like,
maybe
everything.
They read her paper.
Yeah, no, I think we need to read the whole paper. Yeah.
Maybe they
the creators.
They were like.
Rachel, who'd you send your paper
to?
Did you send it to?
My professor.
Okay.
No. But,
maybe
okay,
he's well-connected. You never know.
She's grown up now, but, like, if you look at the beginning seasons, like, she was a child. Like,
yes.
It's just, like. She was such a babe. Like, there's an episode called Sex where she's, like, she's just started dating someone new and, like, she's only been with one person.
And she's contemplating having, I remember that episode.
She's so dumb in it. Like, she's like, what
she's,
is this
she's
thing?
She's innocent, though. It's an innocent.
Is flicking a thing? Like, she's innocent.
I don't know if flicking's a thing. That's a good question, Rachel. I don't even know.
And she, like, I mean, she's like, if she's having, if she, there's an episode right. where she's sad about something and Cece puts like a funny hat on her head.
Yes.
And then she's.
I think, I don't think that that was intended to make fun of the femininity of the characters. I think that was the zaniness. I think that was the craziness. And maybe, you know, in society, women are more capable of being zany and it being accepted than men are, which is why it comes from the female characters and why they act a certain way. But I think those moments of humor, especially with Zooey Deschanel as the lead, she is a zany, quirky, whatever human celebrity to the outside world. So they were steering into that persona, not necessarily trying to be a super sexist TV show.
Okay, listen to this quote.
Okay, go ahead. Give me more paper.
From the TV show.
Oh, or the TV
show. Well, Jess runs into the kitchen after she brings a guy home, begging her roommates for advice. Mm-hmm. Quote, I am not a guy. I am terrible at casual sex. We made out right. a little, and then I gave him crayons and paper, and I told him I had to come out and check my fantasy football. I don't even know what fantasy football is.
Okay, so what you just quoted there, and I envisioned in the show, was really funny. I think that that was a funny thing, but I think what you're going to use that quote to demonstrate is that she doesn't know anything about guy culture, and that
after trying to handle things in her odd, ignorant, childish, feminine yes. way, Jess asks for advice from the men on how to get back on track and act like one of them.
They are the only other characters in the. Okay, go ahead.
I think the biggest thing is she met them was it Craigslist?
Yeah.
So she's trying to fit in. So right. it's like, you know, the girl moving into the all guys dorm.
Well, no, I understand where Rachel's coming from. I do agree with you, Rachel, that it can be read and seen that way. But part of it is just the mistake in the show of putting just guys in the room as characters that she goes into the room to talk to. If she had lived with a woman, if Cece were living in the apartment at that time, she gets to be in the room and she gets to be one of the people that Jess looks for advice from. You know what I mean?
That's true. Right. I mean, like I said, too, like 50% of it, I was like trying to explore why Jess annoyed me,
and that's,
but also
yeah.
I really needed a topic for my paper.
Well, no, and you're probably right. You're not the kind of person that would do any of that stuff. So as a girl watching the girl act that way, you'd probably be more upset.
But here's how they fixed the show. They brought in more girls.
They did.
They gave the guys like their own storylines. Like mm-hmm. Winston gets a cat.
Yeah.
And like
with
Winston,
a knot. That's
Winston
such a
and
terrible
his
knot.
Cat is like the best. relationship on the show.
Is it? You guys are so, you love Winston so much.
My favorite thing about Winston is the prank. The prank.
The pranks that he pulls?
Oh my gosh.
Oh my God. They're
either
so,
too small or way
too big. Yeah. No, there is. There's an episode where they're getting married and so Cece's mom comes into town. And by the way, picking up when Jake's character picks up Cece's mom, that's hilarious because it's not the correct person. It's some other human being that doesn't speak any English. So that was a very... Have you seen that episode, Rachel?
Oh, yeah.
Yeah. And then Winston pulls a prank in the episode where he puts a feather in her shoe. And then when she finds the feather, he goes, yeah, get that. Tickle foot. That was legitimately a really funny moment. I won't lie. He was funny there. But he seems to be the most dramatic on purpose. And for some reason, I dislike that. But this is a guy... that jumped in and out of the show.
His facial expressions and yeah. his t-shirts, or his button-ups. Those were the best. The bird shirts.
The bird shirts?
Yes. Yeah. And like his new girl, like his girlfriend, his partner,
mm-hmm.
the cop that he's
yeah, that he's now dating, finally. Oh, she's
They're
amazing.
They're such a good couple. And but I think like as far as like dramatic character, like we have to talk about Schmidt.
Schmidt, yes. Schmidt is over the top in every single way and making fun of men, by the way. Isn't that, and I guess you said the way that they're making fun of men is by making them effeminate, which is then offensive to females. But Schmidt is the most ridiculous character. He mourns when he thinks that he's
so
lost
funny.
His girlfriend. He mourns by going to his bedroom and like sucking on a block of cheese. That's his way to,
well,
to get over.
Well, because he used to be fat.
Right.
Oh, man.
So he doesn't
want to
eat the cheese. See, and who's that making fun of then? That's not effeminate. That's... some other
fat
problem.
People.
Fat people are humorous.
I mean, okay.
And Friends did that too, by the way. To be fair, the Monica, fat Monica was a whole big thing.
I think, but what, I mean, like, as even though I started off, like, reading that essay, like, I really think the show is better now. I think it's better about those things.
Yeah.
Like, now Jess is like a mom.
Right.
I don't really like Jess and Nick together, but I just like, I like the
no.
family. Even Schmidt is less, like, girly, and he's just, like, weird. He's, like, awesome, and he's very particular.
I know at some point we'll be talking about Gilmore Girls. And one thing I really like about Gilmore Girls is that Rory never settled down with any of the guys. She always had sort of a moving on thing. I think any TV show really struggles with putting two of their characters in a relationship together. Monica and Chandler got very, very boring if we keep talking about Friends once they became together.
Yeah, they did.
Especially Chandler. His character was so much less entertaining and less funny once he was with Monica and all the relationship jokes were all that he had. You know,
and they tried to move him to like Ohio or something.
Right. Yeah. And then they had babies at the end or something. I don't know. So I think that's the biggest struggle. I'm disappointed that they got together at all. Nick and Jess should have stayed some sort of sexual chemistry, something, you know, but it never should have happened. That would have been better, right?
I'm glad that they broke up, like as bad as that sounds.
Yeah.
I think it's good. But now,
did it fix that though? Like,
what?
Because they sort of don't even acknowledge really that they dated now. Right? That's what the show does? They try to pretend it sort of didn't happen?
Like, the last episode I watched, like, Jess is talking about how she still has feelings for Nick. And Nick is, like,
Nick was
trying to get Megan Fox to move into the apartment.
Megan Fox is back in the show?
The end?
She might be coming back, I guess.
Yes.
Regan's back. Because the best character on the show, Regan.
I couldn't agree with you more. I'm glad that they broke up because he then gets Megan Fox.
Right.
So, like, let's just think about it.
Then he moves on to Megan Fox. He's a better pick in every way
possible.
And then,
like, not pitting women against each other, but, like, if I had to pick, like, Megan Fox and Zooey Deschanel, like...
You would also pick Megan Fox?
Yeah.
Wow, why? Why would you pick Megan Fox? I know why Michael and I would pick her.
Well, I also like her with Nick better.
Right.
Because she's not a bumbling, like...
Yeah.
When Nick and Jess are together, like, they can't function because... Neither of them, like, they don't function well.
She's a stronger woman. She's sarcastic. She's a lot of the things that Nick would be with, not silly and goofy and weird. Because Schmidt really should be with Jess.
Also, because Nick is acting more normal, too.
What do you mean? He's acting normal now around Regan?
Michael
doesn't think so.
Nick was so bumbling and, like, ridiculous, like everyone was in, like, seasons one.
Yeah.
Maybe a little bit of two. But now he is, like... Like, I think they've dialed everyone down.
Right.
Yes.
Do you think that's the problem with The Good Place? It's a lot like the beginning seasons of New Girl?
The Good Place is getting better!
Is it? Why is it getting better?
I don't know.
Because Kristen Bell is awesome? Michael,
it's
Kristen Bell
better.
Or Megan Fox, who's better?
Oh.
And I don't mean just, like, you know, physically. I mean, we can use all kinds of things. We don't have to go just hotness.
The Good Place is getting better because they're giving... Kristen Bell more dimensions.
Okay, good. So then she's not just attractive.
And she's not just like a horrible person. Like now she's kind of like on a blurry line whether she's good or bad.
Got it. I don't really care so much about that. I like the...
Yeah, see, one of the things...
And she looks pretty.
And she looks
pretty. I miss beginning season Schmidt.
Do you?
I wasn't thrilled that they were getting married.
Him and Cece?
Yes.
Why is that?
Oh.
I absolutely loved the jar. The
okay.
jar was...
The douchebag jar.
Something that my house needed in college.
He was a lot more of like a douche frat guy than just being an effeminate crazy
guy.
Yes,
he was a lot... I felt myself, you know, oh, that's something I used to do. Wow, I'm glad I don't do that anymore. Or some of my friends, like, oh, that's my friend Kevin.
Well, he had like really funny quotes too at the beginning.
Did he? Do you have
like,
any?
I remember one being like, I can't go without my driving moccasins.
Nice.
What are your favorite episodes?
Yeah, Michael, why don't you tell us? Give us a couple of your favorite episodes or favorite moments of the show.
Loved the Megan Fox making Nick and, or Regan making Nick and Winston choose. Making a decision where they're going to breakfast. And then
oh my God,
like,
that's so
I'll
funny.
Sleep with one of you and they never make a decision.
Yeah.
Phenomenal.
Yeah, that was wonderful, actually. Rachel, did you see that episode?
Yes, I did.
Yeah. No, that was awesome. You know, actually, in that same season, right toward the beginning, there's a moment where Jess is dating a weird dude because she really likes his parents. Jess says that the parents are so wonderful that she wants to date this guy, and he's terrible. Every time she talks to just the guy, she thinks he's the most annoying, ridiculous, just awful person. But the parents are so lovely, and one is Henry Winkler. He's the dad. So the cop, Winston, gets his friend, who he winds up dating, to pull... the boyfriend over on the way to the breakfast or whatever so that Jess can spend time with just the parents, which is awesome. in that episode, the way in which they stall is this is the funniest thing I've seen on TV in a while. They tell the boyfriend to get outside of the car. The cop is like to do a sobriety test. You have to get outside of the car and you have to start dancing. And then the things that she adds in, like that you're underwater and that you're dancing and doing spinning like a top. It's so funny. It's like 3 minutes of variations of dancing. And it was really, really good. And Taron, what's his name? Taron Killian or something like that? The guy from SNL?
Taron Killam.
Yeah, he plays that part so, so well. I have to find that clip and play it in this podcast. So funny.
Two quick.
Yeah, go ahead.
Schmidt quotes.
Okay.
You ready?
Mm-hmm.
Nick is like a delicate flower. Like a chubby, damaged flower who hates himself. And then, I had figure skating lessons until I was 13, and then my mom sobered up and realized I was a boy.
See, now wait, is that making fun of women though, Rachel, or is that just, you know, empirically funny?
I don't know, man. 26-year-old Rachel doesn't care about that.
Okay. I like that. That's awesome. So, Michael, give us a couple other moments, or just maybe one of your favorite character moments that you can think of. Oh, Rachel's getting out of her car.
Yes.
No, I was rolling down a window.
Oh, nice.
You know, I love the scene when they're at dinner. Mm-hmm. It's just the parents and Jess, that same episode, and they're like making a plan of how this could work.
Oh my God. And they're talking about their summer house in Vermont or something.
Yes.
and all these things that Jess
like
would love.
Or something.
Yeah.
Yes. Oh.
That they send notes on like a wire line to the neighbors. And Jess is like, that sounds amazing. But then the guy comes and he ruins everything because apparently you have to date that man.
Have you guys ever kept dating someone because you really liked their family?
No.
No.
I said that very, very strongly. Rachel, have you done that?
I think so.
Can I call that more of a feminine thing? Is that offensive to say that? Because I think my wife really liked some of her ex-boyfriends, and I know this, so I'm just going to volunteer this information. Some of my wife's ex-boyfriends' families more than the boyfriends, and she's nodding her head. She's actually sitting in studio.
You know,
I
sometimes wonder if I just got a new puppy, and I have a girlfriend, and I feel like
now your girlfriend is staying with you for the puppy.
And
what if she
parents,
just likes
so,
the dog?
Yeah.
Right. So your
whatever works.
So you're admitting on the podcast, Michael, that your girlfriend likes your parents and your puppy more than you.
That is correct.
And okay.
His parents are also in studio. Just so you know, so this is great.
Have you guys ever lived with someone that you met on Craigslist?
Yes, I did that for a month. I did a 1 month Craigslist thing. It was in between semesters at school. My buddy was coming back. He had just left the city to go to LA, and he was coming back. We had an apartment together. So for 1 month, I had to find a place to stay, and I could couch surf or I could just Craigslist it. So I Craigslist, and I lived with a girl who was actually doing Broadway in Chicago. So she was an actress on Broadway in Chicago, and I lived with her for a month. That's a thing that happened.
Wow.
Oh, that's
she
a good
sang,
experience.
By the way, she also sang in the apartment all the time, so it was very reminiscent of this TV show. There was a lot of singing happening all the time. And dancing.
Oh, I'm so glad Jess stopped doing that singing thing.
She's still doing it. I saw there was This Is the Year of Us singing in that.
It's not like it used to be. Oh.
Yeah, it's not like I'm on the couch and I'm watching TV. Like she just sings.
Oh, you nailed that song.
And I love She and Him. Like I love her band. I think she's a great singer, but
yeah,
that was
too.
So annoying. That was the most annoying part of the show.
Okay, so that stopped.
And she'd be like, it's Jess.
So both of you really disliked the show, but you kept watching it in the first season?
No.
I loved it.
The show.
Okay. But you like it a lot more now.
Correct.
Yeah. I didn't think it was perfect.
See, I don't understand that completely. And then I did make it through all of Heroes. So I guess I shouldn't criticize anyone for staying with a show they don't really love. Because, you know, there's redeeming qualities, I guess. But it sounds like the show has gotten substantially better from what it used to be.
Yes. I thought the last season was hilarious.
Really?
I loved it. So.
And you like all the characters now.
I do. Okay. Again, I miss the Schmidt, you know,
bro moments.
He still worries about what he's wearing, but, you know, the jar and them going out to bars and trying to pick up girls.
Yeah. Rachel, before we finish up, is there anything that you think we've missed? Any moments in the show that you really want to mention? Because I know you're just as much a fan as Michael.
Well, I really liked Cece and Schmidt's wedding.
Oh, did you?
It was one of those stressful TV weddings. Like, clearly a wedding would never go like that, but it was really sweet.
But they crushed the jar.
Well, and also, like, Schmidt is on an airplane.
Episode. I didn't see this episode, so I really like the fact that they crushed the jar is a big point.
Well, Schmidt FaceTimes into his wedding.
Okay.
Because he's stuck on an airplane.
Oh, my God.
And so then, like, they have a lot of the wedding and, like, the party and stuff with Schmidt on, like, an iPad. Like, just his face. And then when he gets home, like, Cece is still in her dress, and, like, their friends are there, and they, like, get married in person.
Did they fix the
really
dress?
Sweet.
The horrendous wedding dress?
Oh,
did
yes.
they fix it?
Turned it inside out.
Oh, yeah.
Oh, there you go. That's an easy
it's
fix.
Like, they turned it into a completely different dress.
Wow. Yes.
Nick's speech was awesome. Made no sense.
Was he drunk?
It was like a note card, and it was like random.
I should pull that up. I feel like we should have that, Nick's speech at the wedding. All right.
And remember, like, Nick's book? Like, I like that storyline, actually, now.
Oh, that he was writing? Yes.
Nick just wrote, like, a novel, and he wrote it on weird computer paper from, like, the 80s.
And then he has, like, several pages blank. Yeah, it's...
So, Rachel, you're steering the ship at some point. You want us to rate the show, and then what is the other question you always want us to ask? There's another question, right? Not just rating of the show, something else?
How would you describe the show in one sentence?
Oh, got it. Yeah, no, we do a one-sentence tagline for the entire show. So encapsulate the whole show in one sentence, Michael. It's your turn. Go ahead.
Wow. Rate the show. Like,
no, go now. Do it now.
One out of 10, huh?
Yeah.
I'm going to give it a good 8.
Give it an 8 out of 10, and then give me a one-sentence description of the entire TV show.
Oh, man.
Come on, Mike. You got this. You're going to crush it.
You are really putting me on the spot.
I know. We do this to every guest. It was Rachel's idea.
Yeah, and I never go first.
No, and you always go last.
Yeah, this is tough.
All right. Rachel, do you want to go first? Do you want to give Michael a second?
Sure.
Okay, let's do
it's
this.
It's not going to be... very good. But
it's going to be as good as your term paper. I'm just as excited as when I'm reading this term paper right now.
A group of zany friends navigates life in Los Angeles.
Oh, my God. I don't know what just happened.
That could describe, like...
Yeah, I don't even know if I'm watching the same show with that description. I could be watching any TV show set in Los Angeles, and that's it.
Well, looks like I did a good job then.
Right. Yeah, that's amazing. New Girl is a TV show about the transformation of the character Jess from a zany, wacky character into the lovable mom of a bunch of zany, wacky roommates.
I like it.
Yes!
I feel like this show could be an ad for Craigslist.
It could be. Like, the positive Craigslist.
Well,
you know, you had
horrible.
A bad experience, didn't you? Yeah.
Yeah.
I could tell. What happened there?
I moved in with a girl... would keep the heat at like 90 degrees and blast EDM music until 4 in the morning
EDM.
When I had to wake up at 4:30 to go to work the Cochrane show.
Right, you worked the morning show for a while.
Then we moved to a different apartment, which I kept asking her if it was too expensive, and she said no. And but I don't know, she was supplementing her income in a way which I realized I needed to get out of that apartment or I would be in big trouble. That's as far as I should go on a recording, but I realized that like a week before I moved out.
Wow.
Her friend subletted from me, and then they told me they changed the ComEd back to their name, and so I owe ComEd like a lot of money.
Oh, they didn't do that. So they told you they changed the utilities out of your name, but they didn't, and so you were way behind on some utilities. Yeah, that's not a new girl moment. That's not even a fun TV show. To be honest, I wouldn't watch that show.
Yeah, like being an adult,
make me really
I should
sad.
Have done it myself.
Yeah.
I should have done it myself, but I didn't. So, you know, you learn lessons like I'm never living with someone from Craigslist again.
Right. You know, unless they're a Broadway actress who sings in the, all the time.
Or
she sang in the shower constantly, though. And let's be honest, that's not fun. Even if you're at Broadway level singing, there's a certain amount of time when, like, one shower you could go silently. You could do one shower. Without any singing.
Rest your voice.
Right. Yeah. Yeah, for a few minutes. You're singing all night. You could just rest it a little tiny bit. And that shower doesn't need to take 20 minutes.
You know, I never experienced Craigslist.
Yeah.
I never had to get a roommate.
I'm spinning bad against my roommate, by the way. I loved her.
I freshman year of college, you know, the recruits, they have to live together, so.
Oh, yeah.
2 6'4", 6'5" men were in a room that our feet touched on the bunk beds. It was, but he got a girlfriend.
Oh, my God.
And she would turn off the AC or the fan, it would be about 90. And then I'd be locked out of the room till about 3 in the morning.
Oh no.
Oh,
just
no.
The smell.
Oh, no, I moved.
Oh, that
sweat.
Used to happen to me at DePaul.
You what?
We would call that being sex-iled.
Yes. But he wouldn't,
at DePaul.
He wouldn't leave me a post-it note or anything or text me like, hey.
No sock in the door?
8 times at least, just open up the door. My bad.
Oh.
After a while, I just went in, got my water, and, you know, left. You guys continue. I'm just
kidding. None of that happened. That was all lies. These are all jokes. We're all just making up stories. Your parents are in the studio. Let's go ahead and rank the show, right, Rachel? Based on some ranking 1 to 5, which is specific to New Girl. We have to create a ranking that makes sense within the context of the show.
Okay.
So
I would like to do my rating out of douchebag jars.
All right. 1 out of 5 douchebag jars. How many douchebag jars do you give the show?
4.5.
And that's that's entirety, right? You're the old and the new together, 4.5.
Yeah.
Okay.
Yeah.
Current New Girl, would you give it 5 out of 5 douchebag jars?
Probably still like 4.5.
All right, okay. Hasn't gotten that much better then. Michael?
Oh, man. I watch a lot of Netflix on road trips in college, so I'm going to give it 3.5.
Mm-hmm. It's a wise rating.
Schmidt hair flips. His quick head movement hair flips.
Yes.
And you think the new version of the show even more than 3.5? Or?
I'll give it a 4.
Okay. For Nick hair flips.
Yes.
I'm going to go.
Schmidt hair flips.
I'm going to go 3.5 and stick with 3.5. Tickle feet pranks. And that's all it is for me. It's really not that incredible of a TV show. I'm going to be honest. I laughed. There were moments I really, really laughed. And there were other moments that, you know, I thought maybe it was trying too hard.
Fair.
Yeah.
Okay.
Well, I think that's the thing. Jess stopped trying too hard eventually.
And then everybody else kind of does.
Yeah.
I don't know. That's the new humor in shows. All the shows now seem to be quirky, funny, silly. That's the way that we get. Even Saturday Night Live, which we actually talked about earlier today on our wonderful brunch dinner that we had. Brunch, but that's not a thing. Can't have brunch dinner. I had a burger, though, so
dinner?
I guess it's kind of a brunch dinner. Saturday Night Live, even today, the humor of it is very quirky, silly, zany. And some of those sketches just completely bomb because of that approach to humor, right?
I'm going to work super hard to be your quirky, zany, adorable co-host now.
I don't want that, Rachel. I don't want you to do that. I'm going to hate you. Don't sing ever. Never. Oh, my God.
Hey, Craig.
This is a thing that's happening. That's wonderful. Well, thank you so much, Rachel.
Okay.
I hope that your car winds up okay and everything works out well with you. Is your mom picked you up? Are you walking on your feet? Are you hitchhiking places? Should I call someone to your location?
They jumped my battery, but then they said I couldn't turn off my car for 30 minutes.
They jumped your battery as in people you trusted or random strangers?
AAA.
Okay, good. AAA.
The battery,
all right.
I could not jump it from another car. AAA had to come and use their machine.
Got it. And they told you can't turn it off for a half an hour?
They were like, don't turn this car off for at least 30 minutes.
So you're probably at home right now and the car's still running?
Yeah, I've been driving around.
Okay. Well, good luck with that.
Thanks.
Michael, thank you so much for joining us.
Thanks,
man,
for
and for suggesting New Girl. Is there anything we left out before I let you go from the show or just anything else you want to mention?
No, we pretty much covered it, even with the term paper.
I'm thrilled we have a term paper.
Oh, my God.
I'm grading the rest of this, by the way, Rachel, and sending it back to you. I don't know if it's an A paper. To me, it might not
be an A. It's a rough draft, man.
We'll figure it out. I'll see.
I can find the final one.
This is You've Been Challenged. Come back next week when we talk to Rachel's mom. Very exciting about Gilmore Girls. All right. Thank you so much, guys.
Yeah.